This week's parsha is Parshas Pinchas. It says, "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe le'emor, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron haKohen heshiv et chamati. He returned my anger, or he prevented my anger, me'al bnei Yisrael, from on the Jewish people, bekano et kinati, in the kanaut. Kanaut is like the jealousy, or my jealousness." Betocham, amongst them, v'lo chiliti et bnei Yisrael bekinati, and I didn't destroy the Jewish people because of my kin'ah, my vengeance, my jealousy. I don't know how you translate exactly kin'ah in this term, but you're seeing here, it's a very, very strong language. It's saying here, if it wasn't for Pinchas. Simple pshat in the pasuk. If it wasn't for Pinchas, Kodesh Baruch Hu would have destroyed the Jewish people. Now, what they did?
Did somebody else, one person, could do?
What they did? It was one shevet. The issa of marrying a goy is not deraisa. There's no issa. There's no derabbanan. The derabbanan beit hashmonaim gazru. They made a gzera to asa bias alkum. There's no issa bias akum, but arai.
You're saying what? Back then?
Yeah, there's no issa. When, in last week's parasha, Pinchas asked Moshe, he said, the one who reads the Igeret, he goes and does. If you go to Beis Din and you ask them, what's the psak halacha?
Wasn't it Bob Orger?
No. What's the psak halacha? Can I kill a goy? Can I kill someone who's having a relationship with a goy? Is it not the halacha? Kanaim Pogimbo is a din that if a person in of himself has kinas Hashem and he wants to kill, yeah. B'shasa Maisa, B'shasa, there's a certain tanaim. All those tanaim will fulfill with Pinchas. But this is not a simple inyan. And yet we see the wrath of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the anger of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the extent that he wants to destroy the Jewish people. And Pinchas saved one person. Saved the whole Jewish people. Therefore, we say, he gets British Shalom. British Shalom. And now, there's this whole pasuk, and Rashi says, the Pinchas here is Mityaches al Aaron. Why Mityaches al Aaron? Because Pinchas came from two people, from Yosef and from Yitro. Yosef Shepitpet by Yitro, and Yitro Shepitem Agalim Lavarezara. He was an Ovdo Yitro. It's a Yitro and Yitro, yeah. So it was, and they're saying, this Maisa, look what he did. He killed a Shevet. Look what, in what form? He wanted a spear and killed them. It sounds barbaric. It looks barbaric. He killed a Shevet from Yisrael. He killed Nasi, Shimon. I want to tell you another thing. I want to say something else. Shevet Shimon, if you remember, when it came to Yaakov Avinu, who was the one? There were two brothers. When Shechem took Dinah, it was Levi and was Shimon, who said, "Shelo yaseh kazeh b'Yisrael, letamot et benot Yisrael." It was Shimon and Levi who fought against Shechem taking Dinah. Litamot Begoyim was Shimon himself. Shimon himself, who went with Kanaut to fight a whole city against this Inyan, he now fell in this Inyan. Now we have to understand, what is happening here? Why is it that Shimon, right, the same Maisa that he was a Kanai for, separating Tumas Akum, he himself fell in? Now, I don't know, I don't really have an answer, but I'll tell you. The Megala Amukot, when he says that the Shoresh for Chanukah is in that Mice of Shechem with Dinah, and it was the Bnei HaKahanim, i.e. Shevet Levi, who was the one who fought the Ma'atim et Merubim, because the concept of Yavan was, come be like us, and Levi was the one, the Shevet HaKahanim, Levi, was the one who fought against the Yavanim. obviously the Megala Amukot realizes that, you know, hello, there was Shimon here as well. So how could it be a remez for Hanukkah if we only take him that Levi fought? Shimon also fought. So obviously there was something wrong with the tzad of Shimon. Shimon wasn't so l'shem shamayim. There was something wrong. When there's kana'ut and there's a chisaron, on Shimon's level, you're talking about a shevet ka. On Shimon's level, there was kana'ut. But it wasn't completely l'shem shamayim. In that kana'ut is also the same avera. Sometimes a person who's a kanoi for something, who's very like against something, he himself has a chisaron in the same thing. That's what you've seen from the parasha. So sometimes you see these people, you know, they go, preachers, women should be wearing, you know, mitpachat, not all these shaitels and whatever. And sometimes these same people who are the kanaim fall in these same inyonim because it's not l'shem shemayim. You see here with Pinchas that Klal Yisrael and Pinchas did this maisa. Their taina was maybe it came from the tzad of Yitro. The tzad of Yitro should be tem agalim l'avodah zarah. This is a maisa of kanaut. A maisa of achzariyut. He took a spear and he, you know, this is not a normal thing. I call Yaakov, a yadayim yaday Esav. This isn't a normal expression of Klal Yisrael. Do you go with such a maisa? And there's not even halacha. There's no isra la maisa in having relations with a goy. So it's a later gzera of chashmonaim. It's a gzera. But it's an isra to, is it the raisa to marry a goy? But it's not. It's an Isidore Rabban to have snus with a goy. It's not an Isidore Isa. No, I'm not saying it's Kal.
There's no concept of marriage.
There's no concept. Yeah. There's no concept. It's not concept. There's no concept of marriage. There's no need of a goy. There's no need of a goy. There's only need of a Yisrael. But the concept of marriage by goy, there's no concept. But if you live kavua with a goy, that's an Isidore Isa. If you live in a marriage with a goy, that means she's your kavua, like you treat her as your wife. It's not ba'ara, it's not znus, right? That's an issa deraisa. That wasn't what was happening here. They weren't marrying them.
But the znus is just
a rabbana. The znus is the rabbana. That means midaraisa is no issa. That means chas v'shalom. I'm not saying a person should do that. But at the same time, you should understand, even though it's an issa, it's not an issa deraisa, it's an issa rabbana, but kanayim pogim bo. Why is Kanaim pogim? Why can you kill a person b'shas shas ha-maisa? If a person has kines Hashem,
is it the right there?
Yeah.
So then it's also is it the
but it's not because of zera vatala. Not because of zera vatala. It's not because of zera vatala. There's an issa. There is that as well, but it's not. That's not the issa here. It's a worse issa. That's what I'm trying to explain. Here you have an issa of Kanaim pogim. You can kill them b'shas maisa. You can kill them. That's the chiddush of Yitro. Oh, sorry, of Pinchas.
Is that because it was public, though, or isn't that?
No, it was not public.
It wasn't public. It went into the tent.
Yeah, no, it wasn't public.
So how did he
made it public.
Yeah. So there's a Gemara in Erevin. What's the Gemara in Erevin say? The Gemara in Erevin says, if a person has a relationship with a goy, nimshach orlato. It's if he's not mahu. And when he's in Gehinnom, Avram Avinu, who's the one that does the biggest chesed? Avram Avinu pulls you out of Gehinnom, right? This guy doesn't get pulled out because he doesn't recognize him as a Jew. He's an Orel. That means the connection to a goy, even one off, the connection to the goy removes your semel of Klal Yisrael. Your concept of Klal Yisrael, distinction being Klal Yisrael. Now that's a big thing because what it's really telling you is, and I'm going to explain to you this, this is a deep idea, that you can only connect to similar things. You can't connect to dissimilar. Lahavdil elef havdolos. You can't connect to an animal, right? A goy klapi Yisrael is the goy. It's the Rishonim say. The Rishonim say, where do we know? Where is a love for marrying a goy? So some Rebbeinu Tam says, lo tit chaten. Right? Bam. You don't marry them. Other Rishonim learn it's a Zayin Umot, only Zayin Umot. It's a special din of Knisah Eretz Yisrael, right? But the other Rishonim say it's Poshet. It's Poshet, simple. It's not Shaykh Kiddushim with a Goy. Because Klapi Yisrael, they're like an animal. It's a different min. Ah, they have eyes and ears and things. But the Neshama, only Yisrael has a Neshama Eliona. He loses that Neshama Eliona and he has Nishmas of a Goy when he can connect to a Goy. That's what the Gemara... That means his Neshama, his higher persona that a Yisrael has, he loses that and he basically... He has a din like a goy. That's what it means in the Gemara that Mashach Orlato. He has no no concept of being a Jew. Now that we understand this, we can understand we started at the beginning. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to wipe out the Jewish people. He wanted to wipe out the Jewish people. If it wasn't for Pinchas. Pinchas saved the day. I'm giving my bris and shalom. Shalom is a concept of shlemus. Klaus were at the stage of separation from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This action caused a tremendous separation. Now, to get more into this story, you have to understand. Really, last week's parasha, so I'm going to say Bekitsu. Bilam was a Gilgul of Lavan. The concept, when we had Prisha from Tumas Akum, the separation from Tumas Akum was at Gal-Aid. Gal-Aid was the monument, the wall, the monument that was put to separate us from Tumas Akum. Bilam, who's a Gilgul of Lavan, so you the whole story of the Aton, that he went into the wall three times, Shlosha Regalim, that he wanted the Oker to take out a nation who had Shlosha Regalim, which is connected Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And who's telling Bilam? Bilam, you're going against your bris. You're not supposed to do this. Bilam was basically Lavan that he wanted to connect Klal Yisrael with Tumas Akum. That connection is the Klala of Bilam. The Klala of Bilam is our connection to Tumas Akum. And that, throughout the generations of the Jewish people, this Klala of Bilam is still with us. The only place it isn't, says the Gemara, is Ma Tovu Olecha Yaakov Bishkenotech Yisrael. That means in a Beis HaKnesset, in a Beis HaMedrash, you don't have the Klal of Bilam. Outside is Tumas Akum. Outside, you're connecting with the Goy. And that's the danger of the Jewish people. And that danger, when we connect to the Goy, that brings us to Velo Chiliti. Always the same story throughout the generations when the Jewish people connected to the Goyim and behaved like the Goyim, boom, we were hit back. And I don't want to say today in America there's a rise, such a tremendous rise. We thought this Trump became in, pro-Jewish thing, tweets all good things about the Jews, and you're getting twice as many tweets against the Jews. More anti-Semitism. It's growing. You have a prime minister, is like, I don't want to say what he is, you know, in England, right? He's not prime minister, but he could be. And the way, there was never such a habata, such a speech, such a talk of anti-Semitism, open. By the Arabs. And they also, you know what they're saying? They're saying because we're not behaving ourselves as a Jewish people. The Arabs are saying this. I think the Rosh of Hamas said it. Hitler also said it. And you should, if you'll notice, and I don't go through history, you'll notice Spanish Inquisitions, or certainly Nazi Germany. People were leaving yeshivas, the emancipation. They were going to universities. We became like goyim. In America today, 74% to 75%, that means out of every four marriages in the non-frum world, three of them are to goyim. That's terrible. And what does it say? I'm just going to explain. What does it say? I want to show you the parasha. Look at the parasha. The parasha goes through a seder here. After it says this, it says, "And tsror et amidyanim v'hikitim otam." There's a special mitzvah of tsror. Tsror means to hate them. Tsror means it's a present tense. That means constantly hate them because they brought you this downfall. And then there was a magefa. And this was all saved by Pinchas, by kana'ut. And now, and that kana'ut has to be completely l'shem shamayim. And then we go into this whole parasha here of the whole parasha, just one second. We're going through the whole parasha here of the yichus of Klal Yisrael. Goes, ha-palu'i, so Rashi explains, what does it mean, ha-palu'i, hey-yud, miuchas, with shem Hashem. Because the goy was saying, in Mitzrayim, they were mishabed you. Just so they were control of your bodies, we're in control of your wives as well. You're miyuchas. So Klal Yisrael come back and say, yeah, we're miyuchas. We have a whole parasha miyuchas, all of Klal Yisrael. Just going through each parasha. And then after we have this parasha, what do we have? Then we have, V'yedvei Shem Moshenu, Shlishi, Le'ele Terech Techalek Et Ha'aretz. After we had this Ma'aseh of Pinchas, we destroyed our enemies who are trying to cause us, who are trying to cause us to become like the Goyim. After we got rid of that, now we get Nachal, we speak out Nachal Eretz Yisrael. I want to tell you something. After Nazi Germany, we didn't want to separate from the Goyim. They separated us. And then we had a very strong realization that we need to be separate. Unfortunately, that separateness was taken in the wrong hands and was made a state to say, let's just make a Jewish state and be like the Goyim. Had it been a Jewish state and be like a Jew, it would have been a different situation. So, unfortunately, this Jewish state, instead of being like a Jew, is being like a Goy, is creating even more anti-Semitism. It's never too late. Mizrach Hashem, it'll change. But at the same time, after you have this thing of Eretz Yisrael, yeah, you have Benot Slavcha, the desire for Eretz Yisrael, right? This all comes after we get rid of Tumas Akum. And then you have the Korbanos, which the Korbanos we know from the parasha of Avraham Avinu, yeah, the Brit HaBeitarim. The Korbanos are what's Mekayim, our ability to stay in Eretz Yisrael, because Kaparo Vachet. Right, that's the Shlosh Regalim. All the Regalim here mentioned in the parasha, and all the Korbanos are mentioned in the parasha. These are the Korbanos, which is the Kaparo of Klal Yisrael when they lose their way. And to bring us back, Mekarev us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but the first thing is, and the most dangerous thing is Tumas Akum. And there's many gezeiros in Chazal. Chazal say, if a goy lives with you in your neighborhood, you can't make an Erev with him. You can only rent out his dira. Why, says the Gemara? Shelo yilmedu mimasav. They don't want goy, you live with goyim. You won't learn with his masav. Today we have TVs, or internet, or YouTube, or whatever you have, to learn plenty from his masav. Today we even have Haredi newspapers, which is the same thing, that it's the same perisomet, they just put with Photoshop a keeper on the guy's head. And he says, I would have cornflakes to go to yeshiva. You don't need cornflakes to go to yeshiva. You don't need vitamins to go to yeshiva. The Chiloni newspaper is the same kid, without a keep on his head, saying, I want cornflakes to play basketball. Well, God knows what it is. There's nothing Haredi about that. We live in a generation, and I want to tell you, I asked once my Rosh Hashiva, I asked him many years ago, 30-something years ago, I asked him. I said, I don't understand. What we want yeshivas for? Yeshivas once upon a time was to build Talmidei Chachamim, to build big Rabbanim. For what? Today, everyone goes to yeshiva. Not everyone sitting and learning in the same. So he said, today, this was 30 years ago, it's Kol Shekein today. Today, a yeshiva is a Tevat Noach. It's an ark. to keep us away, because the world is so makulkal, we need tremendous protection. The world around us, you know, you go to America, you hear things you don't even hear about in this country. I don't even want to say these things, it's not even nice to say them. But we need so much protection from the outside world. We need to build our fortress. But there's a problem with building the fortress. When you build your fortress, if you build it, but you don't build it in a warm way, you can kick people outside of the fortress. The fortress has to be built, strong walls, but a very warm environment. If you don't have that warm environment, which we are lacking in the film world, we are lacking this warm and caring environment. That's what needs to be changed.